Podcast 64, Hope in Uncertain Times. The Gospel for today's podcast is Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. The story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus is a story of people grappling with tragedy in an uncertain time, people that have lost hope. Jesus had just been crucified and buried. All their hopes and dreams had been dashed. Yet at this hopeless time, Jesus came and walked with them, even though at first they didn't recognize him. This is a story which is so relevant to us today. We're living in the most uncertain times since World War II. COVID restrictions and level changes, vaccination claims and counterclaims, gloomy predictions of mass deaths and infections. Thankfully, these have been largely avoided in New Zealand to date. Our world has been turned upside down, and hope seems to be in short supply. What is hope? The Concise English Dictionary defines hope as a desire of some good accompanied with a belief that it is attainable, or trust. This is often expressed in modern conversation as quite tentative or weak. For example, I hope it's going to be fine for our walk today. I hope you get better soon. Hope, as expressed in our common secular context, is reasonably flimsy and insubstantial. At best, it is a mild form of longing for something good to happen. There is always an element of uncertainty in our modern usage of the word hope. I hope Dad will be home in time for tea, contains the distinct possibility that he may not be home by then. This is quite different from hope in the biblical sense of hope. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13, "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so you do not grieve like the rest who have no hope." Now, the first point I want to make is that an important thing that Paul acknowledges is that in uncertain times, like bereavement, we need to grieve. At the moment, a lot of us are grieving. We're grieving the loss of our freedom of lifestyle, not being able to visit and mix and mingle, come to church services, mix socially, travel freely, and all the other limitations that come with COVID levels. We are, sometimes, scratchy, irritable, tired, weary, and maybe a little bit depressed. It is important to recognize this as normal and as grief. We are collectively suffering loss, and that comes with increased strain and anxiety fed to us by daily media COVID infection counts, hospitalization numbers, and the numbers of people in ICU. And it is okay to acknowledge this grief to ourselves and to each other. We don't need to hide the strain we are under, even in a country which has so far avoided the COVID death tolls of other countries around the world. As Christians, we may sometimes feel we are to be full of joy all the time, despite our circumstances. There is a grain of truth in this, but we should also be prepared to be honest with God, ourselves, and others. When we are scratchy, irritable, tired, weary, and depressed, we need to own those feelings without shame. They are part of our human condition and are part of our current circumstances. Ordinarily, when we express hope, we are expressing a measure of uncertainty. But this is not the distinctive biblical meaning of hope. From Scripture, biblical hope is not just a desire for something good in the future, but rather, biblical hope is a confident expectation and desire for something good in the future. Biblical hope not only desires something good for the future, it expects it to happen. And it not only expects it to happen, it is confident that it will happen. There is a level of certainty that the good we expect and desire will be done. Pardon me. The uncertainty, desire, and depression that the disciples experienced on the road to Emmaus as they walked and talked with Jesus was replaced by revelation, joy, and certainty when Jesus revealed himself to them when he broke bread at the evening meal. The grief that the Thessalonian Christians experienced when members of their community died was transformed once they understood the hope of resurrection that Paul explained to them. Jeremiah explains the hope for the people of Israel exiled in Babylon when they look forward in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Biblical hope is not a mere desire for something good to happen. It is a confident expectation as well as desire for something good in the future. Biblical hope has certainty in it. When the Bible says hope in God, it does not mean cross your fingers. It means, to use the words of William Carey, the famous missionary, expect great things from God. The writer to the Hebrews expands this idea in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him, as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end, in order to make your hope sure. Now, what does to make your hope sure mean in verse 11? It means hope which is fully assured, hope which is confident, hope that has certainty in it. Certainty in it. It is not finger-crossing hope. It is not the lip-biting gaze as you watch the place kicker go for a penalty kick in the last 10 seconds of a rugby game when your team is down by 2 points. And verse 12 of the same passage implies that hope and faith are almost synonymous. Notice the connection. Verse 11 says, go hard after full assurance of hope. And verse 12 says, the result of that pursuit of hope is that you will be like those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Pursue hope so that you can be like men of faith. But what about the relationship between full assurance of faith and full assurance of hope? Is there a difference? I would suggest that faith is the larger idea and hope is part of biblical faith. Hope is that part of faith that focuses on the future. In biblical terms, when faith is directed to the future, you can call it hope. But faith can also focus on the past and present, so faith is the larger term. You can see this in Hebrews 11 verse 1. This is the closest thing we have to a definition of faith in all the New Testament, I think. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Here's how I would paraphrase this verse. Wherever there is full assurance of hope, there is faith. Faith is the full assurance of hope. Biblical faith is a confident expectation and desire for good things in the past, present, and future. Hope has a faith element. Hope is faith with a future focus. Paul identifies hope as one of the big three key Christian virtues in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. Everyone, including Christians, needs hope in these uncertain times. But our hope is different. Our hope is certain. Our hope is sure. As the writer to the Hebrews reminds us in Hebrews 6:19, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.